Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience.
Hello?
Now your host, David
Clark. I'm Jill.
Hi.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you to become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are being said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, my guest is a special guest. Her name is Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. We've had some problems with the studio, and she will be here quickly. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk with our first caller. Her name is...
Hello?
Jill, how are you tonight?
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah, it's raining now. Anyway...
Where are you at?
I'm right between Chicago and Milwaukee, so it's starting to get dark. Look at that, Lily. And
what
now it's raining.
What I'm going to ask you to do, Jill, is tell the audience what you hope to achieve while I try to get Dr. McIntyre on the line. Would you please tell our audience what you want to achieve and keep talking until I get the doctor on the line, if you'd be so kind?
Well, what my daughter and I do, we say prayers and we try to work with the storm so it's not as bad.
Okay.
And we actually accomplished it the last storm we had. Our basement didn't flood, but pretty much everyone else's did. So, anyway, I don't know if the storm's going all the way to the east. I know it went through Iowa. They got hit really bad, Missouri. And now it's headed towards, it's here in Illinois and in Wisconsin. So hopefully.
Mom, look, you see the wind?
Oh, we can see the wind now up in the sky. And there's like a distinct line between gray and white in front of us. Oh, there's some lightning over there. See it?
No, I didn't see it.
So while he's looking for connecting with his desk, hopefully the storm will not knock our trees down and do severe damage. Because it's looking like anything can happen right now. I don't know where anyone else, if there's anyone listening where you live, but it can get pretty, it looks like it, they're predicting it could, they said, don't go out tonight, make sure everything's tied down so it doesn't blow away.
Mom, the air pole
pulled
down.
What pulled down?
Okay, Jill, pardon me, the doctor is on the line.
Okay, and I'm here.
Thank you, we had a
You're
few
welcome.
Snaps. Everything is working out according to plan. I'm going to now introduce Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, who has honored us and is going to do a special two-hour show on how to release fear and anxiety through past life readings. Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre says that she's known as the past life generator, or even better, the fear buster, because she moves backward so easily. Sometimes she loses track of when today is. This is a calculated risk of constantly tapping into the past, moving back and forth. When she finally accepted that people's problems are usually the result of past life trauma, she learned how to move through time and space to the source of problems and take the disturbed person with me for the healing. It works. As a child, she wondered why people were so cruel to each other. That's when she started looking for God. She had hoped this would be a source of knowledge and guidance. She must have had a contact with master beings before incarnating, where they promised to contact her if she would incarnate and help them. So therefore, her journey back to God started, but was not achieved until she had a family, became agnostic, and on the verge of suicide because she was so desperately lost and unhappy. Now she has achieved health, wealth, and happiness. She invites you to join her. Her philosophy is basic. Hey, it's the same as mine. Follow the golden rule to be happy, healthy, and wealthy. Go figure. Right thought and right action polishes the soul and ultimately promotes longevity and immortality. She, like I, believes that we can live in our bodies forever. While studying and testing principles of truth about here and hereafter, she reached out to help others wake up to reality, joy, kindness, and how to control their lives. To use her quest to help others, she has written books to inspire, challenge, expand, and create life changes. For her, it's like having roadmaps to wake up the inner soul and achieve one's destiny. She, like I, is illuminated and gratified when others' growth is made easier because of her help, and I feel the same way about mine. I am here to serve others, and it brings me great joy to be of service. And Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre keeps striving to bring heaven to earth. She promised that mission. She knows she's guided and protected on her journey, as are we all. She states, life is beautiful, and so is each person. And for those who are not in the know, her website is www.MaryLouMcIntyre. That I will spell for you now slowly. MaryLouMcIntyre.com. That's www.MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And with that said, let me introduce you to this incredibly vivacious young woman who lives in a body that defies time, and that is Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. How are you tonight, Dr. McIntyre?
I'm just fine, David. It's such a pleasure and honor to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, I am so happy to have you, and I would love it if you would consider being a regular guest, because this show is going to grow, guaranteed. But I must say, I had to have some pitch-hitting help, which is why we had a problem getting you on the line. And one of my devoted fans by the name of Jill is on the line, and she carried the ball by telling what she hoped to achieve. And she is actually the first caller of what I anticipate will be many. Who knows what will happen, but I can tell you this. I encountered several people today who said they would be interested in calling in for readings. And I trust that at least some of them will, but as you and I both know, I do believe, everything works out in God's timing. And so we're going to go with the flow. Are you okay with that?
I certainly am. Absolutely.
Well, before we get started with Jill, and I don't want to wait too long on that, and let me ask you, is the music too loud?
No.
Good.
It is not.
Good. It is Paul Winter, who is a marvelously spiritual musician.
Uh-huh.
And currently there is a song playing called Canyon Sunrise, which is absolutely incredible, and I sure have no problem promoting this man. He is a spiritual, evolved soul. So what I was saying about Jill is she's in a situation where there is a fast approaching violent storm. So let me ask you, would you like to take her first and then talk a little bit more about yourself?
Oh, man, well, you missed it, that lightning.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, well, I could do that if she has a specific situation in mind that she would like me to check out.
Well, Jill is on the line. Jill, would you please answer Dr. McIntyre's question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You're
Hi.
A little bit on the loud side, Jill. Jill, I'm just going to suggest you chill
that
a little
better?
Bit. I know you're excited, but you're
okay,
coming through
better?
Loud and... Yeah, that's better. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I come from, and I have big issues receiving and feeling like I'm worthy and entitled to things, but I came from an extremely dysfunctional family and was told, mainly by my father and from my sisters, that I can't have what other people have. So it's been a big block in my life. Is that a good question? I don't hear anyone.
Can you hear me? I'm talking to you. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Before it was silence.
Oh, okay. Well, am I coming through now okay?
Yes, yes.
Oh, all right. Then what you want to find out is why you feel this unworthiness. But if it was imposed upon you, in this lifetime, you know, as a young child, that could very well be why you feel that way. I would think the question would be, why did you pick that particular family to be born into?
Okay.
What do you think of that?
That's good.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's your full name, Joe?
It's Jill, like Jack and Jill.
Oh, Jill. I'm sorry. I thought it was Joe. Okay.
And my middle name is Susan.
Okay.
My last name is Janezic, and it's spelled J-A-N-E-Z, like in zebra, I-C-H.
Okay. And is that your birth name or your married name?
My birth name.
Okay. All right, now give me a minute together with you. If you want to talk a little bit about this storm that you were talking about, where are you located and what is the situation with that storm so that I can help just tune to the vibration of your words, and that will help me do the search for you, okay?
Okay, I am located right on Lake Michigan, directly in between Chicago and Milwaukee. So far right now, it's raining and there's a lot of thunder, and then the sky was really dark, but it kept moving towards the lake, and they're saying two bad storms are going to pass through, power outages, trees falling down, 60, 70 mile an hour winds, but that hasn't hit yet.
Okay, good. All right, let's just affirm that there's no damage or harm to property or individuals if it should strike. And now they're pulling down, my guides are pulling down your Book of Life from the Akashic Records. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yes, a little.
Okay, good. Then let me just, they're opening the pages. Oh, you've had many, many lifetimes. You're a very old soul. Some of your pages are even in gold. I've never seen that before, Jill. That's
wow.
Really, really remarkable. I'm getting that you have had association in the past with your family members. And you have been in positions of spiritual leadership. I see several lifetimes when you were priests. Even once was a rabbi. So you have promoted religious concepts on this planet for many, many, many incarnations. And you chose this family. Actually, you and the Lords of Karma kind of helped to gather this particular group of people together to incarnate together, and then you agreed that you would incarnate into the family and try to help them because they have been in their past lives, they have been very, well, the word that comes is disruptive. Do you have two sisters?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And any brothers?
Nope, just two older sisters.
Yeah. That's why I didn't pick up a brother. Okay, so the three of them have been in many, many lifetimes together, and you have been in a few of them. One was in Tibet, and you were a Tibetan priest, and they were living in the village at the bottom of the mountain where your cave or your residence was. Can you feel that at all?
Yes.
Hello?
I get a picture of like a cave.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So see, what I can do, Jill, is I can open the door for you, but then you have to, through your meditations, you know, when I'm through, to bring up all of the memory, you know, and continue to release it. But anyhow, these three people were all like teenagers, and they were the same. The father was a boy, and then there were the two girls. And they were very disruptive in the community, which as a whole was very peaceful and loving. And it was really confusing to everybody where these people came from, where these kids, you know, came from. You tried to calm them down and get some kind of sense, you know, coming from them or behaving in a civilized or, if not polite, at least civilized way. But you were never successful, and they, threw rocks at dogs and broke windows and just for the heck of it. And so you finally, in desperation to help the rest of the community find some kind of peace, had them imprisoned, sent to like a juvenile, what we would call nowadays, a juvenile hall, only it wasn't specific just for young children. And because of that, they were put in with, you know, hardened criminals. And so they had a very difficult time. And when you found out, what is going on? No, that music, turn it off, please.
Yeah, that's not me.
I apologize for that, what was going on. This is David.
Let me finish, please.
Yes,
let me just finish.
Please do. Please do.
Okay.
Yep.
When you found out what was happening to them, you felt just terrible. You felt that you should have tried another means, you know, to educate them or, you know, calm them down. And even when you passed, that was one of the things in your heart that you regretted about your lifetime. And so, in this lifetime, you came back. You agreed to come back to help them because they still are very rough around the edges. That's the expression that I'm getting.
Yes.
Without getting into detail too much, you know. And of course, they tried to get the better of you because there's three of them and only one of you. And
yes,
you were the youngest, know. So what you have to do you're not still living at home, are you?
I'm living in my parents' home, but they don't live by me, and my parents are gone.
Your father is not still alive?
No.
He's very close to you, however.
Mm-hmm.
I took care of him when he was dying. I was with him when he died. That's probably...
Yes. Okay. And because of that, you were able to release the karmic attachment that you had with him. And whether his behavior at the end was enough to explode his karma is... they're not even getting into that because this is for your life. And so you should feel released from anything that he said or did to you as a child.
Okay.
And if you don't, then work on it because there's no reason for you to continue to carry that. The only way we can change, you know, fear or hurt is the way we visualize it or the way we relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just relate to him as your father. It doesn't even have to be a loving father. He was your father. And with your sisters, if you have not created some kind of a bridge of communication, try to do that now, Jill. Try consciously. To help them see the beauty of life and willingness to help others. That would be a primary step for them. The beauty of life and helping others. Could you do that?
Yes. My sister really isn't talking to me right now. My other sister, I did talk to her 2 weeks ago. For several hours, we hadn't really talked in 15 years.
Wonderful. Well, see, it's
happening.
But
the problem is unless I say everything is my fault, I can't get along with them.
Oh, no. Well, then you just don't talk to them.
Right.
Work on the inner levels. Just visualize them. Send them thoughts of love and... send them the desire to want to help others, to be kind and helpful to others.
Mm-hmm.
And just work, do you know what I mean by the inner planes? Just visualize them and send those thought forms to them. Can you do that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, and then that will, and just know that, you know, you're doing the best that you can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And just release any hurt or harm that they may have imposed on you as a child or, you know, as a young adult, as a person. They can't help it, Joe. They can't help it. So just send them light and love for growth, and you will be released from that. Okay?
Why can't they help it?
Because they're such a low-level consciousness.
Okay.
You've got a big responsibility here, Joe, and the first responsibility is to take care of yourself at all levels. If you can take care of yourself spiritually, everything else will fall into place. However, if you are at a level of emotions, then you need to take care of that. What you need to do is whatever it takes to make Jill feel good. Follow your joy. Turn away from anything that feels negative. Is that right, Dr. McIntyre?
That's right. That's right.
Can you do that?
Focus on the highest and best.
Right.
Yes.
Jill, what I would ask you to do is to follow Dr. McIntyre's advice and go into a quiet room, maybe put on some tranquil music, or if you enjoy sitting in the silence, do so, and process, and then call us back later. Would that be okay?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to listen. Can I do that?
Good. Absolutely.
Now the rain has like kind of tapered off a little here, so if I hang
don't
up, I got disconnected.
Don't let the weather control you, Jill. Jill, don't let
that?
The weather control you. What do you care what the weather's doing? We're talking about your soul evolution, darling.
Okay. Well, if I get disconnected, that's
you
why
have
I didn't
to go
hang
outside,
up.
Do you?
Stop projecting worry, Jill. Stop
okay.
it right now. Okay. You hear me?
Yes.
You can do it. You are a highly evolved soul. You can
yeah,
do
but,
it.
You go ahead and listen to the rest of the program.
Right.
And you can get in touch with me, through my website. And, we'll go from there.
And you have my phone number, Jill.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you. It was excellent.
Do what you need.
God bless you, hon.
And I'm going to stay on. I want to listen.
Good.
Okay.
All right, Dr. McIntyre. Thank you. Bye, Jill. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome.
That was a wonderful reading, and I was right with you every step of the way.
Oh, wonderful.
Every step of the way. In fact, I was a half a step ahead of you at points. But
into my records, my soul records.
Okay, Jill.
I'm going to put
Jill?
You on mute, honey.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute. If for any reason you want to talk to us again, hang up and call back, and I will recognize your number, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, anyhow. She's a devoted fan.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad I was able to help her.
Oh, tremendously. And you would not believe how much she has grown since the first time she called into a show.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Tremendous growth and tremendous emotional healing. And, of course, her story is her own. She has shared it on the network. But I will just tell you what I've just told you. And that's remarkable. We do have another caller on the line. However, what I would like to do now is to have you, if you'd be so kind, and, I apologize for the music. What was going on here, folks, I have my studio in the home, and I have a dog who's a puppy, and he's got a loud bark, and he was starting to do that, and I had to walk out into the hallway where the music was loud. Not to explain, but to tell you like it is. I had to put him in another room, and that's why the music was so loud. Is the music okay now, Dr. McIntyre?
Yeah, but I don't really need the music.
No. It's going to end. It's going to end, but
okay, fine.
If for whatever reason it keeps going, I can't go out there or it will be very loud.
Yeah,
if I mute my mic, then you are muted too. So that's the deal.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just carry on then, David.
Good. Yep. Well, I appreciate and have learned so much already. What I'm wondering if you can tell us how your gifts evolved, when you became aware of them, at what point in your life, and how it is that Spirit works through you to accomplish what you just did with Jill.
Well, you see, that question is a question that I always tell people to never ask me.
Gotcha.
Because I don't know how it works.
Gotcha.
I just know that it works, and it's probably part of the mission that I agreed to.
Yes.
But once I finally made contact with a guru that helped me realize that indeed there is a universal intelligence that we can all tap into to be guided, you know, to accelerate our spiritual growth and understanding, I started reaching out for a way to be able to help heal people, because it wasn't being done effectively enough, I didn't feel, through the medical profession, you know, the cut and sew and pills and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept, putting out to be able to, you know, do something, develop some kind of spiritual healing to help people. And I started, David, getting having past life dreams.
Okay.
And finally I said, stop with those dreams. I don't want to know about my past lives.
Yes.
I'm trying to cope with this one.
Right, right. I understand.
Just to help me to, you know, develop something that I can help others with.
Okay.
And finally they said, well, my dear, you know, they were exasperated with me, I'm sure. Don't you realize that most of people's problems are the result of something that happened in a previous lifetime?
Right.
So what you're going to have to do is learn how to regress people back through time and space to the lifetime where the phobia or the trauma became initiated into their cellular memory. That's what I said. Oh, really?
So that
how
was,
do I do that?
So your mission was revealed to you at that point.
That part of it. But, you know, back in those days, people didn't even talk about their dreams.
Well, how long ago?
Regression, you know.
How long ago was this, Dr. McIntyre, in perceived time?
About 30 years ago.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and maybe 25, but, you know, it's been a long time, David.
Sure, sure.
And there were no books or classes or anything like that I could go to, you know.
Uh-huh.
How do I develop this gift?
Right.
And, of course, it became evident that Spirit would help me do this.
Right.
And they did. They put me through a series of exercises, physical exercises, you know, to align my chakras.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I realized much later that they were yoga exercises.
Oh, yes, I can relate.
Yeah.
I can relate. Uh-huh. Yep.
At the time, I didn't know anything about yoga,
and
it wasn't the big deal, you know, that it is now.
That's right.
And so, four times a day, they would put me through these a half hour of exercise and a half hour of meditation.
Okay.
Four times a day.
Okay.
For like 3 months.
Okay.
And then pretty soon, I started getting, you know, things in my head. Stuff started happening.
Yep.
And so I asked this group of people that I had in a class, and I was the spiritual leader of this group of people, and they said that they would, you know, be guinea pigs, so to speak.
Wow.
And so that's when I started, you know, the actual technique of altering the consciousness, getting them out of the body, and the whole thing. And that's how it happened. At first, it took me about 2.5 hours.
Yes.
Now I can do it in an hour and a half.
Okay. Well, I can relate to so much of what you've shared. For instance, going through the movements, which I later learned in yoga class. Of course, what happened to me is that people judged me as crazy. And in this life, which I call David, I was given a label that was very upsetting to me. And I do not believe I have that mental illness. What it was dis-ease within myself, unclear boundaries, inability to discern in whom I could place my trust, thinking that certain people loved me when they were just attached to certain aspects of me, which they judged to be who David was, which was not who David truly was, if you follow any of that.
Yeah.
So at any rate, to make a long story a little bit shorter, and I'd really love to get into this with you more, my awakening was somewhat different from yours, and it happened to me 34 years ago when I had my first truly profound out-of-body experience at the age of 25. Before the experience, I did not believe in reincarnation. Afterwards, I did.
Yeah, when we're ready and really seeking reality, it unfolds and we grow into it, or it's given to us, or
right.
Somehow, you know, we keep waking up to more truth and reality. And if something is true, you can prove it in your own life. You don't have to take somebody's word for what is true.
Right. Right. Unfortunately, the people I had attracted into my life at that time, none of them believed in reincarnation. Since then, since I have come to embrace the total of David and have managed to not just find recovery from various addictions, I have recovered from every addiction except for cigarettes, and now I'm smoking an e-cigarette as of 2 days ago. But what I wanted to say is that I am now mutually attracting people who affirm who I am at all levels, and it is just heavenly.
Yes, that's right. It is heavenly.
So we have two callers, one of whom is Jill, which means that she wants to speak again.
Oh, no, please.
Yep. No, I'm just telling you what's going on.
Okay,
Yep. So Jill, Dr. McIntyre says no. And you can call me later if you would like after the show. Would you like to continue our discussion, or would you like to take the next caller? We just have one caller on the line right now.
Oh, well, it's your show. It's entirely up to you, David.
Thank you. Well, I would like to continue the discussion until we get some more callers, because I think that I would like to continue with the flow, if you're okay with that. And I do believe it's my way to do reality checks with people, because I prefer mutuality of experience, and it's my way. This comes from a heart place. I had a great problem with codependency in my past, but some of it was good because it was heart-centered.
Yeah. We just don't want to keep the caller, you know, waiting too long.
Then I think we should take the call. Let's do that. We can always return to our discussion. We'll pick up the thread, I trust.
Okay.
Right?
Very good. Of course.
Let's see who we have on the line. Okay. It sometimes takes a moment. So let's see what's going to... Here we go. Yes, you're on the air with Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre and David Clark. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Sheila Schuler.
Sheila, welcome tonight. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. What motivates you, or what has attracted you to this program tonight?
Well, I've met Mary Lou, and I've read all her books. And He's just a bright light and intensely interesting, and why wouldn't I want a past life reading?
There you go. Sounds
Sheila
good.
Sheila is a spiritual sister of mine.
Oh.
She truly is. She has helped me through a lot of, you know, heavy periods in my life. And,
wonderful.
And so thank you for calling, darling.
I'm just so excited to hear your voice, and nice to meet you, David.
Nice to meet you, Sheila. I trust we've crossed paths before. You resonate with me. And I hope that you will check out this show. And just to let the listeners know, I'm going to be carried on a psychic radio network starting next month. I've been asked to do some channeling of my own, and I'll let you know about that at a later point. But back to you, Sheila. Back to you, Sheila.
Where can I find you, on the computer or on the radio dial?
Well, the number you have is where you can find me to call in. Let me give you one of the sites where you can find all of the shows that I've done. I began broadcasting in November. I've done a wide variety of shows with ministers, priests, best-selling authors, healers, psychics, comedians, recovering, quote-unquote, recovering people, and a wide host of others. You can find me, and for any of the listeners that are listening now, you can get a pen handy, or you can come back and listen to the podcast of the show here on Blog Talk. But what I'm going to give you now is the best place to find the roster of shows that I've done without having to search through Blog Talk, which can be cumbersome. Sorry, Blog Talk.
Okay, what is it?
It is www.differentstrokes.freespiritbroadcasting.com.
Well, David, I have tried that.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't get any, I get the picture and, you know, the blurb about you, of course. But that's all. I don't know how to get into.
All right. I'm trying it right now.
Yeah.
Leave off
okay,
the.
Okay, but let me carry on then while you're doing
please
that.
Please do. I can tell you. I can tell you right now what the problem is.
Oh, okay.
Leave off the www.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, for gosh sakes. Well,
simple
okay,
as that.
Then.
So please carry on, and I'll be silent and listen with great interest.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Sheila, what can I do for you?
Okay, so we're talking past life readings, not future. Is that correct?
No, not future. I don't do, well, hardly ever. Sometimes they take me back and then they put me forward, but no, this is past life readings.
Okay, well, I have one I was sitting here thinking about.
Uh-huh, good.
It's not highly spiritual, but it could be.
That's all right.
Here's my question. There are biological, some obvious reasons for me being fat. Are there also spiritual past life readings for that?
Are there also spiritual past life readings? You mean
reasons? Sorry.
Past lives that are now manifesting in your creating the physical form you have.
Yes.
Okay. Well, your series of illnesses might be something that we can investigate here. So, oh yes, there quickly. They were waiting for you, Sheila. They knew you were going to call in.
Oh,
I didn't know that, but they did. Okay. I see you in one lifetime. It's in England, and you're The word that I get is waif. It's like a little orphan child.
Yes.
And it's it was the very beginning of World War II. Oh, you had a real fast reincarnation into
mm-hmm.
this present lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, you had had lost your entire family, and well, that also explains why you're in Canada now, the English tie, but. And there was just there were just no facilities to take care of all the orphan children that were being created as a result of man's insanity. But so you got very, very ill because you were eating, you know, stuff out of the alley and stuff that restaurants were throwing out or that people were dumping out their windows. And so you passed when you were about 6 or 7 years old. And at that time you swore that you would never come back if you had any difficulty finding food. That you, if you ever had to come back, this was, you know, as you were leaving your infant, you know, your child's body. If you ever had to come back, you were going to eat from dawn until dusk.
Ah!
And, you know, that sounds, I can certainly see a starving child visualizing that. And that was the image. And I don't know, I don't quite understand what your present physical condition, or medical, if you want to say, condition is, but it might be a leftover from the poison, I guess, that's the word I'm getting, that caused your passing as a young child, the reason you could not survive childhood.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Interesting. Yeah, the current issue is underactive thyroid, right, which lowers your metabolism. And don't get me wrong, I love to eat too, but that's probably what you were referring
uh-huh.
to.
Yeah.
So I just
and so whatever caused your thyroid, you know, the thing with that certainly relates to food, or the doesn't it? The assimilation, the proper assimilation of food by controlled by the thyroid.
Yeah, not so much assimilate. Well, yeah, your rate of metabolism is. Below normal significantly in my case. And
okay, well, you have that information. You can meditate with that, and that might if you can get over let's see, I don't know quite how to put it, but you have to come to some kind of peace about that previous lifetime, because you didn't take much time in between, because you knew good things were going to be happening on this planet and you wanted to be a part of it. And you are.
I sure am.
Yeah. But because of the quick reincarnation, you carried some of that disease, whatever, with you, and I'm not saying, you know, stop eating or anything like that, but that is that's part of it. that, you know, how you were always, you were going to be darn sure that you always had food. So, you know, don't worry about it. You know, forgive yourself for and just, you know, heal that. Oh, it was a little boy. You were a little boy. And just heal that little boy and make his transition heavenly and beautiful. And see if that doesn't help somehow. And I'd like to know. I'd like you to, you know, work on that and let me know. Will you do that?
Can you hear me?
Just barely. I said, can you do that? Will you work on that and then let me know?
I'm going to work on that for sure.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks so much for calling, Sheila.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Sheila.
God love you. Yes, David.
God love you.
Absolutely, Sheila. I'm going to put you on mute, but you can continue to listen at the phone you called in on, and I apologize for my not being able to determine what was a good level to listen to music at. I don't know if it was distracting to you, Dr. McIntyre, but this album will be over soon. However, there's no way I can adjust it without really...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So at any rate, let me just ask you a couple of questions connected to that. I was very intrigued by the way you talked about so-called medical, and you then rephrased it as physical. I would be very interested in hearing you elucidate on why you shifted from medical to physical.
Well, you mean in my conversation?
Yes.
With Sheila?
Yes.
Well, just to make it very clear that I was talking about the physical condition that she was experiencing. And she had, you know, she had given it a medical name.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that it wasn't too abstract. We're talking about physical body and the medical condition.
Right.
That's all.
Well, as a medical doctor, though, I'd like to pick your brain, if I may.
Are you a medical doctor?
Absolutely not.
Well, neither am I.
Oh, I thought you were.
Not a medical, no.
Oh, okay. Well, let's if you don't mind, entertaining me a little bit, if it pleases you, what I'm wondering, I have some theories or sensibilities, if you will, that there is no such thing as physical or mental illness, that it is just dis-ease within oneself manifesting in perceived medical problems, mental health problems, etc. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not sure... that I understand the question, because if you have a problem, you have a problem.
Correct.
And you can't say there isn't a problem.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Oh, well, I thought that's what I understood you to say, that there is no such thing as mental problems. It's just dis-ease.
Well, what I guess I'm saying, here's the question I have for you then. Let me try to be a little bit more direct.
Good.
What do you believe that there's one aspect of ourselves, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, that if it's in alignment, everything else falls into place?
You're too deep for me, David.
Okay, that's all right.
You know,
that's all right.
It's not a matter of one body. We have seven bodies, and they have to all be aligned.
Okay, very good. That's enough. Let's change. This is just a point of curiosity for me.
I see.
That's all. So let's back up to what we were talking about before you talked to Sheila, and then to let you know. We do have another caller on the line, one more caller, and we have just over an hour to go, so I trust this will be delicious. And I want to ask you, I think it would be very interesting if you're willing to do this. I do not need it done, but I'm wondering if you would be willing to also at some point, assuming we don't have other callers, do a reading on me.
Well, of course I will.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you were sharing, your very interesting story of about how basically spirit took charge of your life. It was as if, as I heard it, you were compelled. There was no other choice for you at that point in your linear perception to do anything other than obey spirit and follow. Was I correct in that understanding?
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel it was a matter like of obeying. I mean, they offered a solution
right.
and a way for me to achieve it, and I said, oh, goody, let's go for it, you know?
So, in other words, you were following your joy.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Fulfilling my mission.
Good.
Right.
So, I guess what I'm asking is what your suggestion would be to anybody who might not be listening at this moment in time. Most of the listeners listen to the podcast, and by that I mean 99%. And these podcasts are archived for as long as can be, for all I know, forever. So I would like you now to address them and tell them, whoever they may be, what they can do to enjoy their lives.
Oh, well, that's such a general question.
I know. I know it is.
You want it to be general. Okay.
I did, because
yeah.
I want to see where you're going to go with it.
Uh-huh.
Is that all right?
Well, say it again. What they can do to enjoy their life.
Correct.
Is that it?
That's our starting point.
Okay. Well, what you can do is follow the golden rule. Love yourself. Love others. Take control of your life. Don't just, be a sheep. Following a leader, find principles of truth, beauty, and justice, and integrate it into your life. Be a beautiful person, and you will be happy.
And that's a very simple answer, and I love it. Don't you agree that simple solutions are the best way to go?
Absolutely. Truth, once you peel off all the garbage that it's hidden in, is very simple and very easy to prove and experience in your life.
Do you believe that wisdom can be taught without having to be experienced in one's own ways, school of hard knocks, or through witnessing what may have happened to another? Can it be imparted? Can knowledge be imparted, inner knowledge?
Yeah, I definitely believe that's true.
I do too.
And I'm very sorry that most people, I don't think, can learn from other people's problems. If they could, they would avoid having the same problems. But I have noticed that people do not learn from other people's problems, do not learn from from history. I mean, we're still having wars, aren't we? We haven't learned that that is not the way to solve problems.
Right.
We haven't learned that yet.
Right.
You know, and so that's a real basic
right
thing. But, you know, we can learn right action and right thought by observing others, sure.
Let me ask you a leading question because I don't know how else to put it forward.
Okay.
Okay. It seems to me that a lot of adults that I've encountered like things complicated. Would you agree?
Oh, I don't know if I can even answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, this is what I've observed.
Okay.
And herein lies the dilemma. Let me try to give an example. There is a book that I like very much. I'm not going to identify it because some people might think I'm complaining about it. But it speaks to a certain spiritual subject, and it is very long-winded. Mind you, it spins the same concepts over and over, like planting seeds over and over or hammering the point home, but in very convoluted ways in my belief system. I'm writing a book right now with co-author Mary Blake where we're taking that same subject, condensing it into one chapter, and quite frankly, it could be summed up in one sentence.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what it is that makes people want to complicate their lives. What do you think?
Well, for one thing, a lot of people don't think for themselves.
Right.
They're taught certain things in the church, in the home, in the schools, and they just accept that as reality. Or they live on belief rather than truth.
Right.
You know, and that is what makes life so complicated, because a lot of the things they're taught aren't necessarily true and do not enhance their life, but tend to, as you say, confuse it or muck it up.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I believe I know what you're saying when you speak of truth. Would you be kind enough to describe the difference between belief and truth, and where there might be a distortion?
Oh, my goodness. Well, belief is something that isn't necessarily based in fact or provided proof and evidence of. Whereas truth, there is something available, and I spent decades of my life seeking out truth and finding the evidence and testing it in my life to substantiate its reality. And so I live by truth, not by belief. I have faith and trust and, you know, things like that. But I don't necessarily believe everything I hear.
Right. I'm right in total alignment with you, and I believe we're on the same page. In fact, I know we are.
Good.
And the reason I know it is because you speak words of truth to me. They resonate with me.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful. However, a lot of people aren't going to get this.
You know, there's everybody is at their own level.
That's right.
And all I can hope to do is plant seeds.
Right.
For those that don't have the aha.
Right.
You know, but if they listen to it, if they hear it, you know, either on your station or on my website, because I will have a tape, a copy of this interview on my website, and if they hear it, it will go into their consciousness, and it will be carried forward until, you know, until it's watered enough or nurtured enough to where they will get the aha. Or hopefully they'll read my books.
Great.
And that will help them, because there's roadmaps to truth in those books.
Would you please tell us the name of your books?
Well, I certainly will. I'd be delighted to.
Great. And I want to let you know, I want to do on our next show, I want to focus on your books during the first hour of the show. Would that be all right with you?
Sure.
Great. Today we have yet another caller. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to focus on the callers tonight. Maybe have you do a reading of me, and I have one more leading question to ask you, because I don't know how else to ask it.
Okay. Do you want me to give a short summary of each book now?
Please do so, yes.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now. And it's to help you learn how to break through the time-space barriers to heal your life. This book is a roadmap to heal phobias and fears from past life that creates irrational behavior. It may be the missing link to healing what psychologists and the medical field overlook. It covers spiritual healing and conscious past life regressions that are documented and demonstrate, you know, successful healing for individuals. That's a true story of my life, what I experienced. The other true story is called Life is Forever, Get Used to It. This
I love that title. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Just reading the title hopefully will wake people up.
Oh, yes.
To at least be thinking about it. And it is helping others through 30 years of psychic research revealed. And this is my 30 years of traveling around the world and giving lectures and being given, you know, the knowledge that that I have been. And it's my true life story, and it's an adventure into realms of the paranormal learn about life here and hereafter.
Wow.
This book provides proof of survival after physical death, to comfort the mourner and inspire the truth seeker.
Wow.
Both the skeptic and the truth seeker can glimpse new worlds and find contentment. And
wow.
It does provide proof of survival. I think that's so marvelous.
That is marvelous. And it's marvelous because you are so affirmative in your stance on knowing, absolute knowing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a lot of people, quite frankly, are not going to get it, but I liked what you said about planting seeds. As Jesus said in the Bible, all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. And folks, if you've ever seen a mustard seed, it's like the head of a pin, even smaller. That's all it takes as a step, as a first step.
That's right. Now, David, my third and I think final book.
Oh, come now, Mary Lou. Don't be so limiting.
Yeah, I know. But I'm retired. I like being retired.
Well, whatever floats your boat, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay, it's called The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. And this is how it happened. I started hearing this sentence, and I knew it wasn't part of my thinking process or anything, but I heard this. I was young once, a couple of hundred centuries ago, and I heard that over and over, and I thought, what the heck? Because, you know, I wasn't hearing voices. I had never had that experience before. And I wondered if I was going crazy. Finally, the voice went on to say, that's the first sentence in your next book.
Great.
I said, what? What book? And who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that she was an angel. She said she had heard the call for help from the planet here.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came to help people solve their problems and share some of the experiences that she, you know, has had in her millions of years. And her name, she said, I have chosen the name Forever because that's life.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I want you to be my typewriter. You wrote two books about your life. Now I want you to write a book about some of my experiences.
Beautiful.
And so there it is.
Beautiful.
And they can use this book to contact the inner spiritual essence to improve the quality of life, as well as ideas to consider about exterior concepts of reality.
Wonderful.
Being in control of your future. This book shows you how in a humorous way. Like, what if you were an angel? Would you just play the harp all the time or want to experience the different dimensions of the universe and continue to grow in wisdom? This is a fun how-to book as well as what if. You decide for yourself if it's, you know, real or not. I don't know how to, I don't know whether to call it fiction or nonfiction, quite honestly, David.
It sounds to me almost like, do you remember Jane Roberts? The Seth material, Seth Speaks.
She wrote
a delightful novel called The Education of Oversoul 7. If you've never read that, you're in for a joyride.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, you could go to Amazon and find it for a very spiritual price, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But
spiritual price.
Yes, yes. What you need to do is go look for the used like new books.
Yeah.
I've been getting CDs used like new or new for like 50 cents or a dollar plus $4 shipping and handling. That's what I call a spiritual price.
From Amazon?
Amazon, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Call me sometime and I'll tell you how to do it if you
okay.
can't figure it out yourself.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
Yeah, a couple of questions. You reminded me of a question that had come up earlier and I hadn't made a note. I love the way you talk about taking control. Now, control used to be a dirty word because people tried to control me as I perceived it. I tried to control addictive behaviors. Surrender was so elusive. What makes control, in the context that you use it, a positive, affirmative stance?
Because I'm not talking about controlling other people.
Right.
I'm talking about controlling the things that you think and do.
Right.
And behave in a rational way. And if there's something about your life that's irrational, then get over it.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, control.
Well, a lot of people, I'm sorry to say this, in recovery rooms remain victims when they say over and over, I'm an alcoholic. That is not an affirming statement, and they're afraid they will never be able to drink again. Guess what? I drank a case of beer a day. I was an alcoholic. I can have a glass of wine today, and it doesn't hurt me, you know?
Uh-huh.
I've taken control of my life. I like to have an occasional glass of wine. Usually, if it's offered to me, I say, no thanks. I'd rather have coffee or iced tea.
Well, see, you're controlling your behavior. And
right.
You know,
that's right.
You know the edgy part of it. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's what I mean by control, David.
I appreciate you for clarifying that, because it's a sticky wicket for a lot of people. Now, for example, today, I would not pick up a cigarette today. If I did, I would want another and another. I just stopped smoking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just stopped smoking. So what did I do? I got an e-cigarette. So I got the nicotine without the tar and the smoke and all those other chemicals.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it satisfies me. And I will be free of nicotine someday soon. I will just reduce the amount of nicotine I put in my system until I don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Well, nicotine isn't poisonous. It's all the other stuff that
right.
was in cigarettes.
And maybe I need nicotine. I
yes.
don't know. I can't be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Only God can.
One day at a time. Just conquer one day at a time. You know that.
Right. Exactly. Instead of posing another question, I'm just going to put this forward as food for thought, folks. If you want to comment on it, Doctor, please do. It has to do with the difference between faith and knowledge or truth, as Dr. McIntyre has pointed out so eloquently, that there is such a vast difference, because beliefs can be erroneous, they can be based on blind faith, which may or may not be truth. So all I'm asking people to do is to consider praying for the gift of discernment by claiming it in the day, like the little engine that could. I suggest claiming whatever power you wish to possess in the day as if you had it now. Act as if. What if?
Exactly.
Okay? And when you have that gift of discernment, which God will give to you, if it's a desire of your heart in this life, I don't know. I think we can take charge of our destiny any part point along the way. We always have the right to change our minds, don't we?
Well, of course. It's called free will choice.
There you go.
Which is sometimes a blessing,
yes,
and sometimes not,
right,
depending on how discerning we are.
There you go. Well, that's enough for now. I think we've planted quite a few seeds. Wouldn't you agree?
Good. Yeah.
Let's take a caller. Let's see who we have here.
All righty.
Okay. I'm about to go to area code 805. Hello. This is David Clark. Who do we have on the line tonight?
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show. And
thank you.
Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre, and I look forward to getting your books. They sound interesting. Yeah.
Oh, good. You can get them on Amazon, or you can get them, well, you can go through my website to get to Amazon. So
okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
What can
we
do for you tonight, Donna?
Well, I just kind of wanted to have a past life reading. I've never had anything like that before. And
great.
I'm 60. I've never been married, no kids, and I've suffered most of my life from schizophrenia. So I don't know what that's all about.
Let me ask you a quick question before the doctor takes the reins here. Are you suffering today from schizophrenia?
No. In fact, I'm not
great.
Sure if it's schizophrenia because I had two rapes when I was younger, and I never had any counseling or anything, and it could have been the trauma. And then also I'm on the antipsychotic drugs, and when I try to get off them, I have a psychotic, full-blown psychotic break from trying to get off
them.
Okay,
well,
medicine.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I just wanted to relate briefly my own experience. I have had a severe bipolar disorder in my past.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, was as a child. I've attempted suicide in different ways.
Me, too.
Yeah. So I can relate, but for me, I'm not saying this is your reality. For me, it was because I could not wrap my mind around my spirituality and my spiritual reality. And other people perceived me as being crazy. I took on their judgments and acted it out. Does that resonate for you?
Well, I had a dark night of the soul once. And I think that
just
the substance of God came to me. And I think because of that, I do have my spirituality that I live very deeply with because of my experience with the substance of God. And I mean, that's what keeps me going, I think.
Wonderful.
Okay, Donna, then what is it that you would like me to check out specifically for you?
I guess the marriage
If you're
part,
not having these problems
like
with...
No, I'm okay. I'm on the medicine, and I am going to get off the medicine, too. It's just a matter of weaning myself off. But as far as I would like to... I was in a long-term relationship 7 years, but he drowned. And, like I said, I would like to be in a relationship. So I wanted to know if, with the past life, if this is going to become this in this lifetime.
So you want me to go into a past life to prophesize, right?
Yes.
I'm rocking already. Well, what I can tell you, I think what I'll be able to find out is why you haven't gotten married up to this point. The fellow that passed, that was some time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, okay, what's your last name, Donna?
Keith, like the candy bar?
Oh, okay. That's good. That's nice and sweet for you, huh?
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Fill yourself with light, Donna, and let me link in with my guides. And they have your book. Oh, I hear the dog barking, too.
Yes, he is. Yep. Yep.
Okay, I hope you can do something about that. But
unfortunately not. I'll try doing it at a psychic level.
All right, let me get back to Donna here. Donna, I see you in South America. I believe it's South America.
Yeah.
And have you ever been there?
Yes, I have, and I had a lot of experiences there, spiritual experiences of deja vu,
uh-huh.
And yeah. Yes.
It doesn't surprise me. Is there a place called San Paulo? Is that
San
in
Paulo,
South America?
That's Brazil. Yes, that's Brazil, and I met someone from there once, too.
Oh, really? Okay, well, you were there. A long, long time. They really went back on this one. And this was, as a matter of fact, shortly after Atlantis went down. Are you familiar with that?
That's
with
that
Atlantis
underwater
going
world?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, it's not an underwater world. It was a continent that sunk.
Oh, okay, I got that wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, the people that were still on the, on the land, either had boats or, you know, tried to swim, and many, many of them made it to South America because it wasn't very far away from there, actually. And you weren't really one of them. You came like after, but anyhow, in this San Paulo area, they I don't know how to describe it. It's like a circle. That's the word I'm getting, but it was like a religious conclave of these survivors and their children, you know, the ones that that they gave birth to after they got to, you know, South America, and to perpetuate their spiritual knowledge and the various techniques they had. And so anyhow, you were one of these heirs of the Atlantis survivors. And you grew up to be so very kind and wise. You were like almost the leader of this conclave, and they came to you for questions and for guidance, and you were always available and able to help them. And you were alone, you had no family, and you had no desire for that, because you had, like, adopted the world and everybody on it. And can you feel that at all?
Yes. And
Donna?
In fact,
oh.
Yes. And I've done a lot of traveling in different countries and all, and when I do go to the countries, I bring boxes and boxes of clothes for the poor. And
well,
I get
wait a minute.
Going
don't,
to the poor.
Don't get off the track. I'm talking about a specific lifetime now, not a travel experience.
Yes, it does resonate with me, yes, because I'm like
okay.
that now.
Okay, good. So this is why I think you were, you lived to be an astonishing, I think, I'm getting the number 97, which was phenomenal for that time and age and the condition that San Paulo was in. You know, I mean, there were no modern type things because it was the olden days. But as you were preparing, actually, you consciously passed. You were tired, and you were a man, by the way. You were male, and so you were preparing to make the transition into spirit, you know, get out of your body. And you just affirmed that the happiest part of your life was embracing humanity. And that's a key phrase that ran through your entire life. You embraced humanity. So, and that's, you know, that's the consciousness that you took with you. And that's the consciousness, didn't you say you're living a very similar life right now like that?
Yes, I mean, I am by myself. I'm not married. I don't have kids, but I'm not unhappy. I mean, I'm happy, and I try to embrace humanity, and And I embrace humanity on, you know, many levels as far as people. And
you help others every chance you get?
All the time, yes.
Yeah. Well, see, that's it. It's like you've come to the planet at this time because we are going through quite a transition. It's hard. It's very hard sometimes. To stay on top of it and stay positive about what's happening. But a lot of really amazingly good things are happening. And there's all the light workers that could possibly make it are on this planet now trying to, you know, help get rid of this world karma that we're all experiencing, and you're one of them, Donna. And that is why. But if in your heart, this is what I'm getting, this is like for the now, if in your heart you would like to share your life with one specific person, put out for that. Make yourself the kind of person that would attract the kind of person you want to attract. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you want, yes. and you know, determine what kind of a person you want. Does he have to have a sense of humor? Does he have to be wealthy? Does he have to have all of his teeth? Does he have to have a good job? Does he have to be truthful and honest? You know, what are the qualities that you want in a mate? And put out for that. And you be that kind of person also.
Yeah.
Love it.
So there you are. Now you know why it hasn't happened up till now. But you can, and my books will help you put out those positive. You have to visualize. You visualize this person. Not necessarily the appearance, you know, because isn't that rather secondary?
Yes.
Isn't it the personality, the character, the integrity, that kind of thing? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So there you are, my friend. You work on that.
Donna, before you go, I want to affirm something for you. I like the way you changed the language from I try to help people to I do help them. Just a reminder, language, thoughts, words, prayers, attitudes, actions, beliefs, truth, powerful. As a highly evolved soul, you are setting an example by attracting other people to truth. So you have a responsibility to take charge, and I would just suggest that you consider that each of those things I mentioned is actually a prayer. It's like Dr. McIntyre talked about following the golden rule. It's about setting into vibration something that is pure truth, consciousness.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and I liked it too.
Yeah.
I liked it too. So I just wanted to affirm that for you.
Thank you.
Without criticizing, it was just an observation of something I used to do, and it helped me cement that into place for myself, because I have in recent history fallen into that trap. So you've helped me.
Good. Yeah.
Well, the teacher always gets helped.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, let's say goodnight, unless you have any further questions, Donna. We have another caller, and I'm kind of excited about the possibility, if time allows, of Dr.
All right. Well, wonderful. And thank you, both of you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless you, hon. I hope you enjoy my books.
Yes,
bye-bye, Donna.
To them. Thank you. Bye.
And please let other people know about this radio show. It's going to become more and more significant as time goes on. Okay?
Okay. She's gone.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. We're trying to get our next caller. Hello, this is David Clark. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight? Hello?
Well, what happened?
I don't know.
Hi, this is Dee Dee. Hi. Hello?
Hi, Dee Dee.
And actually, I'm Donna's sister. She is letting people know about your show because she told me I should call in tonight.
Oh, tell her thank you. Tell her thank you.
I
appreciate it.
So, I mean, she missed you saying that, but she did tell me to call in. And
oh, great. Say hello to her for me, would you?
I will. We're in different areas, but I will. But so I've enjoyed what you have had to say, and I resonated with what Dr. McIntyre and you were discussing about believing and having faith and knowing.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm a bit younger than Donna, but all of my life I've grown up with this belief system that I was taught. And one day, every aspect of my life changed, and it's like I instantly woke up with a knowing. And that knowing's really powerful. And
yes. Awesome.
It's amazing. So all the information that keeps coming to me keeps affirming that I'm on the right path. I have shed my belief system, and now I'm sitting in this knowing, but not really knowing what the knowing is. Just knowing I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes just knowing that you don't know hardly anything is very profound.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what I know
true.
Is that the belief system doesn't work, that we've all been molded with, so to speak. So I do have a knowing. I do believe in a past life. I held a lot of wisdom and that I've carried through with me today.
Yes.
And I know I'm supposed to be helping people.
Yes.
So whatever information today you have for me, I'm just open to receiving it. Whatever information it might be.
I don't know how to explain this, but I can't give a past life reading. Just for curiosity's sake, because we wouldn't know where to focus. So if you could verbalize, a situation that you're experiencing that you'd like a better understanding of, or something like that, then we can go back and find out more about that. How's that?
Okay. I mean, can I ask about this knowing I have that I'm supposed to help people? And I don't know in what capacity. I just have this knowing.
Well, when you say you just have this knowing, what does that mean?
That I'm supposed to be helping people.
But you don't know how.
I don't know in what capacity I'm supposed to be doing it.
And do you meditate on that? Do you meditate on that to try to get the answer, to reach out to your spirit guides or anything?
I'm on the brink now in this growth process of just learning how, just becoming aware of reaching out to spirit guides. I haven't known about it in the past. So it's come to me recently, and I get little glimmers of them here and there, and it's about knowing they're real, and the more little glimpses I get of them, I'm realizing it's real. Like you saying you didn't know when that voice forever first spoke to you. Well, the first voice that spoke to me, I thought I was crazy. And I'm starting to know that I'm
not. Oh, so you're hearing voices, are you? You're hearing voices?
In little spurts, like when I'm asking.
Well, yes or no. Are you hearing voices?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to speed this up because, you know, we can just handle so much here. So, all right, I'm going to go back. My guide has pulled down your book. You and Donna have she's your sister, right?
Mine?
Mm-hmm. She's
my sister.
No.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Okay, I'm getting very confused here about all this. But, okay, who am I speaking to? Who's the caller?
Dee Dee.
Okay, and Donna is your sister. Is
correct.
That correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. You are... very well matched for one another. It's too bad that you don't live closer together because you could reinforce each other. And I'm getting that you should. You should have more contact with your sister via the telephone, if nothing else, or Skype or something like that, because that would be... very strengthening for both of you right at this time. But what I am getting, are you ready for this?
Yes.
You are a natural psychic. You have been burned at the stake as a witch. Now, I didn't pad that at all or ease into it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
And this is why you're very slow in moving into the awakening because you have a lot of, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, you have a lot of fear about hearing voices, about what you call the knowing, but that's being able to communicate with spirit beings and make sure that, you know, they're not earthbound and that kind of thing. What is being suggested for you, Dee Dee, is that you get in a group, a good, honest, sincere group of mediums or psychics. They have development circles. I don't know where you are or anything, you know, about the area. But they must have, you know, they must have spiritualist churches there, wherever you are. And to link with them will help to reinforce and strengthen you and help you, you know, release this fear. There's nothing to fear. You're not going to get burned at the stake. You're not going to have rocks thrown at you. You're not, you know, this is, well, the 21st century. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. Just release that. Get that out of your system. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I do. I do.
Good.
And I have felt what you're saying.
Just know, just from this point forward, that being able to communicate and prove survival after physical death is a miraculous thing to be able to do for people.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest and sincere. Provide, you know, as you develop, strive to bring through names and addresses and dates. You know, things that they can check on and prove that it was a genuine communication. If you want to go that route, if you want to become a medium, you don't necessarily have to become a medium, I'm being told. You can use your spiritual link or your, you know, your psychic ability just for your own spiritual guidance, but they do your spirit guides, and oh, you have a lot of little nature spirits around you.
Mm-hmm.
You like working in the garden? Oh,
yeah,
I
see
that. Yeah,
nature's where they talk to me. It's where they talk to me.
Yeah. So, you know, they prefer that you use this gift to help others. And in so doing, you will help yourself, and you will find the most rewarding life you have ever imagined. Then you will really know. That's it. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thank
really
you, Dee Dee. God bless you.
Yeah, really.
God bless
you. Thank
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold. Feel free to enjoy the rest of the show. Well, there are no other callers, so if you're still willing, I'd like to present my current question.
Okay.
Briefly, what's going on for me today? I'll keep it in the day.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be something that just happened today. It's a thing that perhaps causes irrational fear or behavior of some kind.
Yes.
And you want to know why, because you want to get rid of it.
That's right. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Couple of things. Years ago, when I came into recovery from alcohol, I came into recovery very quickly, grasped the 12 steps. I've always been a quick study, and people said I was crazy. It takes years. I had a spiritual awakening. The same thing happened to me recently when I came out of a relapse of sexual addiction. People started talking. Today I got a phone call from somebody that was concerned for me. I'm glad he came to me instead of went behind my back. I just simply said, I have had a spiritual awakening. This is what happens. It rocks other people's realities because suddenly it's like a new David is talking. Likewise, I've decided it's time for me to leave my church, and I had asked some spiritual advisors, should I explore some other churches? I need more nourishment. I need to evolve. It was suggested, start your own church. And I said, what? Well, that resonated with me. It planted a seed. So I'm starting my own church in that other souls who I've attracted, mutually attracted, and who affirm me as I do them, are going to meet. Nobody's going to play minister. We're going to take turns just channeling whatever our truth
is. Okay, so what's your question?
Oh, okay, my question is, sorry, I'm just setting this up for the audience.
You're excited.
I am excited.
Yeah.
My question is, what do I do with Dad, who thinks I'm having mental health problems, a former partner who thinks I'm going manic? What do I do with that?
What do you do with that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just walk away from it. You already did walk away from it, didn't you?
I sure did.
Well, bingo.
Okay.
You won the issue.
I did. Good
yeah.
for me. Good for me, right?
Yeah, right.
What can you tell me about a significant past life that would be helpful for me today?
Let me see. That would be helpful today.
Yeah, as in this current life.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where I'm at now.
Yeah, right. I gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, so you want to know the most pertinent lifetime that's going to help you the most in this lifetime.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Does that verbalize it right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
you got
to verbalize it so they know what we're looking for.
Yep.
Okay. Well. You were a priest in the early days of Egypt.
Hmm.
You were one of these priests that climbed the stairs and the walkways and spoke through the head of the Sphinx.
Okay. Wow.
And
I'm right there.
What?
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were one of... Well, let's see. I'm getting hundreds of priests that made a fortune doing that.
Mm.
Because when people would come to you for blessing or, to be able to be assured that they would get to heaven, they would, of course, pay you. And the more problems that you created for them, the more they would pay you because it took more to get them to heaven.
Oh, wow.
Do you see the evil in that?
I sure do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I sure do.
And the reason they're showing you that, and it's very clear, David, the reason they're showing you that is because this is your opportunity now to do it right.
Right.
To start an organization. Think of something other than calling it a church.
I agree. I don't like that word. Sorry.
Yeah. And
bring
souls in to heal themselves and to help heal one another.
Yes.
And you will explode very possibly. See, this is one reason why you've had so much trouble in this lifetime, David. You hate that part of yourself.
Not anymore.
That you did that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, it was like you've been on a self-destruct this whole lifetime.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now you're on the path. Now you're getting the picture.
Yeah.
You start something that's good and holy.
Yes.
The word holy is very...
Yes.
That has to be a key word for you to use.
Oh, yes.
For some reason.
Absolutely is, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Wow, so what do you think of all that?
Amazing.
Yeah, really?
There's another.
And I feel it in my solar plexus. It's
I'm sure you do. So do I.
Yeah,
so do I. But my crown chakra is vibrating.
Uh-huh. There you are.
And I'm feeling compelled to ask you another question. I don't know what it's going to be.
When you figure it out, then you can ask me.
Well, I channel a lot, okay?
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize I did that. Every single of the 22 books I've written are channeled.
Oh.
I'm channeling a book now with a co-author, I'm writing about things that David's never learned about. The co-author is a minister who has 3 divinity degrees, and she just molds the material and says, you're right on target, okay?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
So my question is this. I have a fear of a previous significant lifetime that I'm being judged for because I have divulged that to other people. What do I do about that?
I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll do it privately then, I think. Would be best.
Well, can you rephrase it?
Yes. Yes, I can. Okay, I have knowledge of another significant lifetime where I was a spiritual leader and a prophet.
Yeah.
It was a very significant lifetime in history. All right. And I have shared my truth with people who have not been able to embrace it in my past, who continue to judge me. I'm not afraid of that anymore. And it can't hurt me. However, I still have some fear connected to that.
Connected to what?
Connected to judgment by other people.
Okay.
I don't
well,
know.
What I'm getting just right off, why would you tell people that that don't believe in reincarnation, why would you tell them about a past life?
That was stupid, eh?
You said it.
Yep.
Well, see, that should rattle your cage and think, oh, my God, what a dummy. I brought that on myself.
Right, I did.
Yeah.
I see that. There's a part of me, though, that is in communion with my higher self that says, you not only did the best you could, you're planting seeds. Don't worry.
Well, yeah, that's true, but you don't want to keep doing it.
No, I'm not going to.
That's what I was talking about
right.
earlier. We have to learn from our mistakes or
right.
other people's mistakes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very clear on that, and I thank you.
Well,
and
you're sure welcome.
You took
glad.
Me, yes, you took me into a place in my past that was very vivid. I've always been fascinated with pyramids and with Egypt.
Uh-huh.
I've often had people ask me if I've been there, and David has never been there.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is not uncommon. I've asked people if I've been to India, and I've said, not in this lifetime.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, these things are not unusual to David. But I thank you for your help, and we are getting near the end of the hour. Is there anything
yes.
else you would like to share with our listeners tonight? We have 6 minutes for sharing.
Well, I was going to ask you earlier to give out the telephone number that people could call, but I guess it's too late now.
It's not. It's
okay.
not, but, you know, that if anybody is listening to the show, that is a good thing to put out for future reference and for the next time when I have you on the air.
Okay, go ahead and do it then.
I'm just saying.
The phone number.
It's 646-727-3116, and my request to you is, should I forget to do so the next time, ask me to give that out at the beginning, please.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
I will try to remember that. Absolutely, that's a deal.
And
I just would like to ask people to check my website, and if they want to have a past life reading, there's on several different pages, there's ways of getting an appointment set up. And I'd be more than happy, to serve you. That's what I'm here for. I'm not writing books anymore.
Right, right.
But I'm here to, read the Akashic Records for people to just help them get over, the phobias and anxieties and addictions that just affect every aspect of their life and their family and,
wonderful,
you know, everything.
Well, you know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we let people know now who will be listening to the podcast when you could be on the show again? And I'm putting you on the spot, I know, and we don't need to do this right away, but if you have a calendar nearby, we can set a date, and it can be part of the show, so people who have found this show and want to listen to it again can tune in. Does that sound like a good idea?
That sounds like a great idea.
Now, how soon would you like to appear? Let's do it a month from now so that we have plenty of chance to advertise. I am amazed. Not a single person I talked to today who said they were going to call in called in. However, we've only advertised the show for 2 days, and we've had four callers, so I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, really.
I oftentimes, when I have a psychic or healer on the show, get as many as 10 callers. So we definitely will need the full 2 hours for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I ask you, looking forward a month in perceived time, when would you like to do it? I can do it on a Sunday or a Monday. And I also have these dates available. I have August 8th, which is a Friday night at 7th. This is a regular broadcast.
No, that's no good for me.
I have August 22nd, which is also a Friday night.
You know, I have other...
That's all right.
...interviews set up, and I... let's see. No, August 25th is gone.
August 25th is
no,
what day of the week is that, dear?
It's gone. It's gone. I can't do it then. But what about July 27th? That's a Sunday.
Sunday I can do, yes. We'll put you down for that. What time, dear? At Eastern time, if you would give me a time.
Oh, Eastern time, 7:30.
7:30, you've got it. So.
Well, I'm sorry. Let's make it 7 o'clock.
That's good.
Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
7 p.m. on July 27th, folks, Eastern time. Tune in for a riveting program with Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. So we have one minute left. If there's anything you'd like to add, Dr. McIntyre.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, David, for allowing me to share my story with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I'm so excited about getting the word out
mm-hmm.
that life is beautiful, you know, for goodness sakes. Wake up and just start getting what God has meant for you.
Absolutely.
We are... created in his image.
Yes.
Why don't people realize that and start becoming more godly and realize that just as trees grow naturally, we will grow to that same perfection that is within each of us.
Yes.
Because we are created in God's image.
Beautiful.
And I would say that's perfect.
I would say I think that's a perfect note to end on. Well, I am so grateful for your presence tonight, for your illumination, for your spirit, and for your willingness to come back and join me. So I will thank you here and close.
Thank you, and God bless you and yours.
God bless you. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are indeed spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.
So, I...